Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins beat Pittsburgh last night at TD Garden 8-4. David Krejci, the story with a hat trick, but new winger Rick Nash had a goal and an assist. And former Team USA captain Brian Gionta had two assists in his first game in a Bruins uniform.
Oh, it's awesome. It's a great league to be a part of. And missed it a lot. And, you know, I think the transition's been easy with the guys in this room. It's been a great couple days and very accepting and, feel right at home.
Bruins host Montreal late tomorrow. Red Sox beaten by Houston 10-5 in West Palm Beach. Sox will stay on Florida's East Coast today to play St. Louis and Jupiter. Drew Pomerantz scheduled to start. Gymnast Allie Raisman has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Olympic Committee and USA Gymnastics. This after years of sexual abuse by team physician Larry Nassar and the Boston Uprising lost to the New York Excelsior in Overwatch League play late last night 4-0. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to getanoilchange.com now to save 15% on your entire invoice. Print out the coupon or pull it up on a mobile device. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update with Hardy in 30 minutes.
This is the station for the fans of the home teams. Pass the Bruins. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A lot of wind, a lot of rain. It's Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand. Back in our studio.
Big storm in here.
All of us together again.
Water everywhere.
Hardy, Zoe, Beetle.
How long has it been since the three of us sat here?
It's been a couple of weeks.
At least.
Yeah.
Feels like it.
12 days.
A
couple of weeks.
Yeah. It's good to see you, Hardy.
Feels magnificent.
Good to see you, huh?
It does.
You look like a badass. Doesn't it look all like tough now? Badass guy.
Yeah.
There is an air of toughness around Hardy these days.
Yep. All right. Yes, sir.
Yep. He's already mad at us to start the day.
Oh, he gets
mad. Not mad.
He only gets mad at one guy.
Hey, there's a lot of rain out there.
We should monitor this today. Seriously.
Yeah,
it is our duty as we're live on the air to like keep an eye on things out there. It's gonna be worse between noon and five.
So the first high tide is coming up next hour, right?
11 a.m.,
yeah,
something like that.
Late in the 11 o'clock hour. Which
you
is,
lost power?
I did, but it came back on. So I lost power for about 4 hours.
Okay. We
this
do
morning,
not have power now.
But I think it was a localized thing. I think a tree fell down.
Don't you have a generator zone?
I do have a generator, but you got to take it out, whip it out, plug it in, and flip the switches.
So you've known about this for a couple of days. Why didn't you take it out like yesterday?
Oh, it's right there, and it's in the garage. All you got to do is wheel it 3 feet.
Oh, all right.
It's a big one, but it has big wheels.
I would have done it yesterday.
Problem's going
like
to happen.
Nice
I'm going to get the call. I can't plug it in. You're going to have
yeah,
to
but
well, that, that's what I'm saying.
It
I would have done
Hardy,
it yesterday.
It has to go outside. Do you want to leave it out in the pouring rain
soaked,
if you don't have to?
The thing doesn't start.
Well, doesn't it stay outside in the pouring
yeah.
rain during an event
yes,
like this?
If necessary,
yes,
you expose it to the elements. But if you don't have to put it out in the pouring rain, it's all metal. You know, it corrodes.
I would have done it yesterday.
Right, so?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a nice generator.
I would have done it yesterday. Would you have done it yesterday?
He only has to wheel the thing 3 feet, he said.
I fired it up.
Is he going to be able to? He just said.
I don't know what it is.
You know what? You're being a dick now.
Something going on today.
This is reversal dick.
He's behind the glass. He's pissed that Wallach wasn't signing off his computer.
Okay.
He said, Wallach doesn't get out of the way fast enough, which is understandable. Right? Everyone needs to get out of the way.
When I first mentioned that Zoe should have wheeled out yesterday in the back room, you said he's not the most prepared individual.
True. I ripped you.
And
I said
if
you
he were,
you would have started more games in the NFL.
You would have started more games in the NFL.
I did say that.
So who's the angry mean one now?
I said it as a joke, though. You can ask Jeremy, you can ask him what it is that we were talking about. It was joking.
Jeremy wasn't back there. It was the other kid. Do you know his name?
Tom.
Thank you.
Wow!
Worked some of the Pats games.
That's right. Not our Tom. Different Tom.
Right. I think of him as...
I like this Tom.
But what's the nickname? Tommy Freeze Pops. I'm trying to come up with Tommy Freeze Pops.
He kind of looks like Moe's. Dwight's cousin from The Office.
My daughter came into our bedroom like 2 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep. Like, it's windy, you know. I was sleeping
really
all through
windy.
It. So she's up in the penthouse, right? She's got, you know, the palatial, you know, loft layout up in her bedroom. And I'm like, it's fine. Nice. She walks out of the bedroom, and I'm like, I wonder how bad it is. I walk down the hall. It sounds like the house is going to come down. We're like, you're fine. Go back to bed. I'm like, oh, it's scary up there. I'm not going up there. I don't think she slept very well last night. Poor thing.
There's a branch sticking through the side of the house.
It's like poltergeist. Okay, so
it's fine.
All right, one tree tried to grab you out of your bed. Come. Get
You'll be
over
fine.
It. Yeah.
You'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah, just watch Annabelle. Go back in there and watch Annabelle, the movie. Just throw The Conjuring 1 and 2 up.
Hey, that'll boss. Put you to sleep.
Yeah, the first one especially.
The first one. Yeah.
So you need a napkin there or
we'll
something?
We'll take care of it in a little bit. I'm just trying to get ready for
today. Do you see this?
Trying to get ready for
what
today.
What is that? What are you doing?
Trying to get ready for today.
What is that?
I'm just getting ready for the day. What's my tea?
So that's tea.
Yeah, somebody bumped on the way in. I put the tea down and some...
Just clean it up. My God.
I will when we go
to a thing
here in a minute.
We're going to go to it because we got kind of a late start. Tina, we're going a
Why are you
late.
Rubbing the
no
tea
problem.
On your arms?
So
arms
here's what we'll do. Bruins had a game last night. Quite a few goals. Talk about the Bruins. A point that Hardy made the other day sort of came through early in that game. How'd Tuca look last night, Hardy? But it was not a problem.
It didn't matter.
But regular season. That was Hardy's point the other day. So we can follow up on that. Charlie McAvoy took a hit in that game that might come under review. We will discuss that, discuss the night that some of the newer Bruins had. And we've got other stuff to get to today as well, some football items.
Ooh.
Pick up where we
it's
left off
up,
on a number of football items. So we've got plenty to get to here on this Friday, but we will monitor this situation with this storm.
Yep, never saw rain before. It's crazy.
Quincy schools closed, huh?
They are, yes, shut down. Going to have some roadways washed out. All right, so don't go anywhere. We'll be here for your pleasure for the next 4 hours, 617-779-0985. Open lines, jump on board. What are we calling it? The F it Friday?
Wet Friday,
Zoe wants to call that. Anything
Lots
goes.
Of weather.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore us.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stop that, please. Thank you. What did we tell you in the other room? What did we tell you about the rain music? That's like every break, dude.
So needs rain music.
Are you talking to Connolly right now?
Yeah.
I just asked Connolly for one thing. He found it immediately. He's giving it to me. And Jeremy did a great job yesterday, too. See? And now he's doing
it
for you. Connolly is awesome. You be nice.
Thank you.
Jeremy, who takes care of me. He's had that nickname for years.
And by years, you mean the last 30 seconds.
No. How long have I been saying Jeremy who takes care of me? How long?
Like 7 years.
7 years.
How long did I know you till I knew your name? Probably five?
Probably five.
Yeah. That happens. You told her goodbye. Remember when we had those 2 days last week that were 75? How great it felt.
By the way, Beetle.
How opposite is your mood today?
You were talking about Milli Vanilli earlier.
Yes. and I had a question that I thought you might have an answer to.
And I didn't. I don't know the names of the real guys who are the actual guys who were singing the Milli Vanilli songs. But now that you listen to it, if you can match a voice to a person by the way they look, we all should have known immediately. This voice does not match how either one of the guys in Milli Vanilli look.
Oh, I thought it matches perfectly.
No, it doesn't.
How would you know?
I don't know.
Like, it sounds like Seal.
What?
Like, well, that deep, I don't know. I'm trying to, like, well, give me a singer, an artist that sounds like them. You can't. That's how unique they are. They were so good.
I'm saying, but the guys who we found out actually did the singing, when you looked at them, you're like, oh, yes, that looks like the voice that you hear. Rob and Fab.
Tito.
Those were the Milli Vanilli guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, you looked at them, it's like, no, they really don't sound like that. Or they don't look like they would sound like that. We should have known from the get-go.
Yeah, it looked like Richard Sherman and Lawrence Maroney.
I'm not sure we should have known that.
I think we should have.
So the real identity of the fellas that recorded the song will never be known. I mean, it's been 30 years since the album
came out. No, we do know.
Who are they? Give me their names.
I was devastated.
Where was their second album? Why didn't they make another album? Like, oh, hey, we're actually the guys who actually did sing the song.
They had some jams on it. Like, I'm in love with two girls. Oh, my.
What's the other one? Girl, you know it's true. Ooh, ooh. Like, where are they? They could have an album right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at Hardy.
Give me 2 minutes.
All right, I'll give you all day. All day.
Yeah.
What happened to those guys? That's all I want to know.
Hmm.
Like, once they got exposed as frauds, by the way, that album came out almost 30 years ago. Summer of 88. That's almost 30 freaking years ago. I just want to know where were the real guys? Like, they obviously had a little something going there. Like, if the Milli Vanilli as we knew them got exposed, okay, swap them out and get the other guys back in.
Jody Rock, okay. The real singers behind the hits, watch the group crumble from behind the scenes. Milli Vanilli's female backup singers, Jody Rocco and Linda Rocco, along with male leads Brad Howell, Charles Shaw, and John Davis.
Good work. Where are they now? Where was their album?
Brad Howell, Charles Shaw, and John Davis?
I mean, not exactly I don't know.
No.
That Milli Vanilli is.
Right. Milli Vanilli had a chance.
Brad Howell, Charles Shaw, and John Davis went on to become Hoobastank.
What?
Alien Ant Farm.
Liar.
We celebrate them to this day.
Liar.
They are better known now as Shine Down. Congratulations, boys.
Oh, so don't you love Shine Down. Those people?
No. That's Collective Soul.
Oh. That's too bad. I thought they would have had something there. Didn't work out for them, though. Brian's in Fall River. Brian, what do you have for us? Lead us off today. I can't pot him up for some reason. Hold on.
It's going to be a weird day. Uh-oh. Just feeling it right now. Brian.
He's there. You see him?
Yeah. You there? Pot him up, please.
There we go.
Hey,
thank you.
What's up, boys?
Hey,
what's going on?
How's everything? Yeah, so I don't know if it's urban legend or not, but yeah, I believe one of the Milli Vanilli guys killed themselves due to people mocking them. So, you know, you
haven't heard that, but definitely a possibility.
I've heard about that too.
You don't know this?
Oh no.
Oh, one of the guys killed himself a long time ago.
Really?
It wasn't due to anybody mocking him. It was due to his total career was fraudulent.
Oh, of course, but obviously he went through it, if everybody laughing at him every way he goes, I'm sure it didn't help either.
Well, don't go out there present yourself as a fraud and expect to, like, walk away unscathed.
That's a great story. Why does he want to kill himself?
I would probably my hair, change my look, and get another job. What, are you going to still walk around like Milli Vanilli in them little suits?
Not
with a long hair?
I mean, there's a place for Vegas for people like him.
No. Rob Pilatus.
Yeah, he could work up at Canobie Lake.
Died in 1998 at the age of 32. He killed himself. One of the Milli Vanilli guys, one of the fake guys, killed himself.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yes.
I mean, listen, they had a presence. Even if they couldn't sing, there was something about them. They had a presence.
I thought they were going to be the next Hammer. Yeah, they kind of had that, you know, that double dancing thing where they stamped the feet, the legs spread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't hurt them.
Okay.
Wow, look at the rain in Boston.
Yeah, look at it. It's unreal.
I'm glad I live in Rentham.
You have power right now?
I'm on a hill. No power. Yeah.
No power.
I'm good, though. No flood.
No flood, basement, but no flood. Power.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. Your thoughts on the Bruins game last night?
Took me back to what David Krejci said about a year ago before camp.
Well, we don't have pieces. You don't have talent,
He complains. All he
complains,
does is complain.
Right? Kind of gave him some talent now to where it's a little bit seamless. I know it's only been a couple days.
This is such bull crap, though.
I know.
Of course, he's never had talent around him. The guy said nothing but complain.
So this is what you need to beat David Krejci
about his line mates. Yeah. And you know what? The David Krejci fan club came out last night after the game. I saw it right after the game. Ready for this? I got
there
this
he
tweet.
Is.
Let's all remember, at Mark Bertrand, says this is from Daniel on Twitter, says David Krejci is not a glue guy. I've never used the phrase glue guy in my life, but that's a different story. He said, and his days are past him. Maybe give him a real good line mate who can finish, and he looks like the playmaker he is. Here we go again. We're the David Krejci fan club.
Now, was that a slight
just
at you?
Like David Krejci bitching about his line mates like he's always done. Oh, he had a hat trick last night because he's finally got someone next to him who can play. You're right. The guys he's played with his entire time, they suck. His line mates have sucked forever.
Yeah, how was Ginla? How was Thornton and all those guys? Now you get another 6'4 guy. It seems seamless with him, right? But this is what you're going to get Nash for. To help blend, to help elevate other guys. If you could get this from Krejci night in, night out, you're not going to get a hat trick every night. But if he pops every other game or so in the playoffs, this team's got a chance to go on a deep run. And the goalie wasn't great last night, and he didn't have to be. But I tell you what, Krejci looked pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. Nobody's ever called him a glue guy. Call him a front-end guy when the lights are brightest. More of a Rondo-type guy. Rises to the moments. He hasn't done it in the playoffs as of late, but that's what we want him to do this year. Keep that guy healthy. But he kicked their ass last night. Like, boom, I'm going to bed. Go to bed after the hat trick.
I just hate that argument, though. Oh, look, now he's got some actual talent around him. Now he can play. Stop it. He makes over $7 million a year. Okay? Stop it with your sad excuses about who your line mates are. That has been going on for years. Years and years and years. Complaining about the line mates. And that, you know what? This sounds like I'm complaining about his hat trick last night. He was great last night. No one's trying to take that away from
him.
He was fabulous. Bruins put up a ton of goals. And they've got, what did we say yesterday about Brian Gionta? Do you expect much from him? No, not really. Even this guy can still play at age 39. I'm telling you, there's some sort of magic fairy dust with the Bruins right now. There's something to it, Zoe. I believe in that crap. Something about what's happening.
You're saying they have it?
There's an it factor.
There's an
intangible it factor about the Bruins that they have right now that it's hard to quantify. Now, obviously, big part of it is their depth and the moves that they've made to add to it. And I think they're obviously a better team now, roster-wise, than they were a week and a half ago. So that's obviously a part of it. But
that's why I brought up the Patriots point with Krug, is the Patriots have that it factor. Even when they get down, you know you're not dead because they got the right guys to help elevate, and they have the ability to flip that switch.
Tuukka lets up 4 goals last night. The Bruins score 8. That's the it factor. That's some sort of magic, weird, intangible it.
See, years past, you would have those scheduled days off, and if it was a Claude coach team, he wouldn't make the adjustments, or if a line's not working, he wouldn't sit a kid down or move this guy or do what he did to Tuukka earlier in the year to get this team going. They are pushing all the right buttons, teams and coaches. Coaches are doing a hell of a job.
617-779-0985. I know Zoe has some thoughts you want to get to on the Patriots. We'll do that coming up. Also, want to revisit our clip of Rick Pitino that we played at the end of yesterday's show? We'll do that coming up next.
Sports Hub headlines.
8-4, the final last night from the TD Garden. That's right.
8-4.
Just a lot of goals scored last night as the Bruins beat the Penguins. It was 5-3 after the first. David Krejci, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, it was kind of odd. You know, you look up and was it 7 or 8 goals in first period? So that doesn't happen often. But talk about it. Our offense comes from defense, and we did that. So it's a good effort by all 4 lines. All these chipped in. He had a big fight. So it was a big win.
David Krejci did more than pitch in with his hat trick last night. David Pastrnak scored 2 goals. Bruins stay home to take on Montreal tomorrow afternoon. Celtics begin a 3-game road trip against the Rockets tomorrow night in Houston. Red Sox lost to the Astros 10-5 yesterday. Hanley Ramirez hit a home run. Today it'll be Drew Pomerantz making his spring training debut. It's a 105 start against the Cardinals. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car and no appointment is ever needed. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
It's the joy of the hot dog.
Yeah. Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of meat.
Beetle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand on a stormy Friday. 617-779-0985.
You remember when Karen went to see Jimmy and Goodfellas to get a fur coat late in the movie where Jimmy was really wasn't Jimmy. He was older. And
right down there?
Got some nice dresses.
Let's go back.
Maybe from my mom.
Go back down that way. Go down there.
Yeah.
Down there. Back up a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. No. Down there.
Yeah. And she's
Steve
smart
Cooper.
Enough to know something's odd.
Steve Cooper, toolbag, is right at the edge of the surf. And this is
what we're going to do.
Steve Cooper. We're going to bring the news to you. We're going to stand in the surf. You know what? Go get you. Just back up just a little bit. Back up. Thing suckers gets in.
We've already lost one of our TVs, so.
Where's our resident toolbag? Hook. He's got to be.
I don't know. Call him. See where he's at. 617-779-0985. We'll get to that Patino clip, but we got some Bruins calls.
So wet.
John is in Dedham. Hi, John.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's up?
What's up, John?
I've known for a long time, and Donna said, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
But anyway. Right. What's up?
Oh, it's fun.
All right.
But anyway.
Doesn't it feel good? Makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Zoe, it's killing me. It's killing me. But anyway. So this Zolak, this question is for you because this goes back a couple years ago when you were saying Bruins, they were a boring team to watch.
Yeah,
they wanted to do was protect the blue line,
protect the blue line,
and all they had to do was just show their talent and go to the wall. But they never wanted to do it, and it sucks because even when the Celtics started to suck, they had to fucking have a...
That's the F word. Can't say fudge. Fupa.
All right. I have to celebrate it. Let's move on.
That was fast.
But I think his point is this.
No, when you first got... Remember Sagan?
The Bruins are far more aggressive and offensive-minded under Bruce Cassidy than they ever were under Claude Julien.
Yep.
Remember the flashes from Torrey Krug? Remember when he was just kicking the puck with the skate? And it's like, wow, they've never had players that did that. Look at these young guys that they got. Kessel, Sagan, and it didn't work out.
Joe in New Hampshire. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to talk. Beetle, you hit on it earlier about how Krejci makes $7 million a year. So that's the whole point about David Krejci. He's a $7 million a year player. And in the NHL, if you make $7+ million a year and you're a center, you make the other players around you better. You're not supposed to be asking for better players to play with. You should be getting the spare parts and the people that wouldn't be thriving without your talent around them.
And you know what? Like he just got it this year.
But Joe, I think he has done that. I think he's, just this year when it was – look at Jake DeBrusque. Like, Jake DeBrusque, I think, has had a year when he's played well with Krejci. So, I think he's done it. Is he not there? I think he hung up. He's definitely made other guys better. I just can't stand the people that complain that, now that you have him with real talent, now that he's got Rick Nash next to him, now he can play well. Like, he was a total waste before. Like, he can't play well without Rick Nash being on his line. So Spooner and DeBrusque were a problem, and now that Rick Nash is there, now you're getting the real Krejci. Well, what does that say about him? Like, you're $7+ million a year
guy. It's a detriment to Krejci is what it is.
You're supposed to be able to perform regardless of that.
You get Tom Brady and you give him crap receivers. Just stick him around him. What happens?
It's just excuse-making.
He elevates those guys.
That's all it is. It's excuse-making after he has a game like he has last night, and then it's, see? What do you mean, see?
But you know what?
We didn't know that David Krejci had the ability to have a great game like he did last night.
This could be the year for him, though.
You're supposed to occasionally have big-time great games like that when you're a player that makes the kind of money he has. The expectation should be there for him to have some great games.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not like he just started making $7 million this year.
No.
You've been at that price tag. Char's been at that price tag. They all have.
Not anymore. Mark in Medford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, happy windy Friday, guys.
Hey.
How are things up there in Mepha?
Mepha, right now I am in the Wellington Circle, and it's pouring.
Thank you for the report.
Happy 2,964th call. How you doing, pal?
I'm shooting for Mr. 3,000, baby.
That's right. Keep calling. Keep anyway, listening. Keep calling, baby.
The next five games, all right, one of them is against the playoff team, which is Philadelphia, okay? I wouldn't be surprised if Cassidy went with Tuca against Montreal tomorrow afternoon and then every other game after that for these next five games, because it looks like he might need a little bit of a rest again. I just want your thoughts on that. Little tendencies were coming back last night that I didn't like.
Yeah, there were some tendencies. Hardy, your guy, Tuca, tendencies.
Yeah, three goals on the first six shots he faced.
That's not good.
That's not a great look. I mean,
was he angry enough for you after the game last night, or did you appreciate
you had
his
to
jokes?
Go,
did you hear him after the game? I
did not.
He goes, if we had lost that game, if somehow they had come back and won, I would have just gone back to Finland. Like, I would have gone to the airport and said, see you later.
That doesn't, like, that, okay, listen.
That's, you know what that is? That's a condescending dig, and I've been hearing crap, so okay, had a bad game, we still won.
But
in your face.
We talked about this the other day. I don't care what the goalie says, how he reacts, what he's like pregame, postgame, because goalies are different breeds. Tim Thomas said weird stuff during the 2011 Stanley Cup run. He talked about how it didn't matter that they lost a game in March because look what's happening in China. We're like, what? Why aren't you all consumed with winning these games leading into the postseason? It doesn't matter. These guys are different. You know, just let them think whatever they want to think. Let them do whatever they're going to do. Please, just don't force your team into scoring four goals in the first period so that you're not playing from behind after the first 20 minutes. You know, it would probably be better overall. Even I'm not complaining, I'm not bitching about an 8-4 win, but the fact is, you let in three on the first six that you saw. Yeah, I still wonder. I wonder what kind of Tuukka Rask we're going to get for the rest of this season and into the postseason.
Paulie and Dedham, you there?
Hey, boys. Good morning.
What's up?
I was at the game last night, and that was quite a display. That was quite entertaining, I'll tell you that.
You called yesterday to see if I was going to go to the game.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to go.
Yeah, I didn't go.
I thought you might be there. I thought you might be there.
Yeah,
well. I took a ticket yesterday morning at the Garden.
Nice.
My dad's singing.
How much you pay for it?
$75.
He's not an answer.
$75. Oh, he told you. You jackass.
Right.
Yeah, what's up?
Good, that's a good price.
I took my dad singing every day, every Thursday over in Quincy at the Kennedy Center. I dropped him off yesterday. We went and grabbed the ticket. Well, boy, was I glad I did it. It was quite entertaining. Let me tell you, this team's a handful. They are loaded. They got plenty of horses now. And when they decide to go all out and get shots on goal and bodies to the net, they can play with and beat put anybody in the league. Washington's next on the list.
They'll
beat Washington next time they play them. You watch. Now, Zoe, I want to talk to you about the Pats real quick, this free agent stuff with the cornerbacks. Talib's the guy, absolutely. I agree with you on that. I would have been making my fourth trip to New Orleans if he hadn't gotten the first half of the championship game, because he had shut down my boy, Anquan Boldin. I loved him. He came out of Florida State in the year. He came out in the draft. I had him as the best receiver, and he didn't go to the third round to Arizona.
I can't believe we missed that New Orleans Super Bowl, too.
He's a stud. He shut down Jimmy Graham. Single coverage, Jimmy Graham, when Graham was playing for New Orleans. This kid can play his own question, but the thing that the clincher is Sherman's Achilles heel troubles. You definitely would lean towards Talib just for that alone.
Okay, we're gonna get to that coming up next hour.
I think Paulie tried to call in yesterday when Billy Lanny was screening for us.
Yeah,
like in the last hour of the show, it didn't go well.
Okay, he made it on.
I know, but he was trying to you know get in with Billy, and Billy was not having it. It's like, who are you? You seem kind of short. And so Billy's like, ah, oh, come on, we don't have to be best friends. What do you want to talk about? Oh. Come on.
I think maybe Billy needs to take some classes on how to be nice to people.
Etiquette.
He just doesn't
etiquette.
He wanted to establish same rapport that he has with T-Bone, and he didn't get it.
Coming up next,
do you think Billy knows which side the little spoon goes on?
Coming up next, we're giving away tickets to see Hall & Oates. Another pair of tickets are coming your way right after this.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
You think they have a big hole?
I think they have a big hole.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see Daryl Hall and John Oates. That would be Hall & Oates with special guest Train.
Yeah!
June 7th at the Xfinity Center.
Drops of Jupiter!
Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com. Got to call the contest line, 617-931-0985.
Yeah, jackpot! 6-9 now for me! Woo! Moving east. 6-9 inches tomorrow.
Well, we have two different stations on that have two different totals.
Oh, look at the biggie moving west. 8-14.
Looks like Hardy and I are in the zero snow department right now. So I'm good with that.
No snow's fine by me.
Ooh, I like that.
We're now in the rain only. Perfect.
Yes, suck.
Yes, we do. We played this at the end of yesterday's show. It was Rick Pitino. And I caught the tail end of Felger Maz. Actually, not the tail end. They had an extended show. They had an extended show yesterday leading up to Bruins. I'm not sure. I don't know why that was. But, hey, great. And they also did it on TV last night, playing off of this Rick Pitino clip, which is worth playing again.
They're doing that here, Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, play this idiot again tonight.
Well, we've played hard the whole year. We're going to be positive every day. You're the people being negative, being some of the fans. Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans. Kevin McHale's not walking through that door, and Robert Parrish is not walking through that door. And if you expect them to walk through the door, they're going to be gray and old.
So
what we are is young, exciting, hardworking, and going to improve. People don't realize that. And as soon as they realize that those three guys are not coming through that door, the better this town will be for all of us. Because they're young guys in that room playing their asses off. I wish we had $90 million under the salary cap. Wish we could buy the world. We can't. The only thing we can do is work hard. And all this negativity that's in this town sucks. And I've been around, and when Jim Rice was booed, I've been around with Yastrzemski booed, and it stinks. It makes the greatest town, greatest city in the world lousy. The only thing going to turn this around is being upbeat and positive like we are in that locker room. So if you think that we're not coming to play against the Toronto Raptors, you're mistaken. Only we're not coming to play with McHale and Parrish or Cousy or Russell. We're coming with young guys who want to get better, want to play the game. And we're going to stay positive all the way through. And if you think I'm going to succumb to negativity, you're wrong. You got the wrong guy leading this basketball team.
No, you're rich. So you shouldn't be too negative. You got all the money in the world. You know, everybody else is trying to earn their money. Negativity, and when you get booed, and the negativity sucks, that's because it's a great sports town. Because you're held accountable for when you screw up. That's what's great about this place. This is why we make fun of St. Louis. Sits there on a, hey, okay, everybody, everything's good. This is Boston, baby. We left the Star Market Studios yesterday. When we played that clip right at the end of our show. I said to you, that's David Price. He sounds just like David Price. Ooh, Big Poppy got booed. When did Big Poppy get booed? You didn't see that.
So
you weren't even here for that.
Yesterday was the 18 years. 18th anniversary of that very now well-known quote from Rick Pitino about them coming back through the door being gray and old. So, what are we hearing? You hearing something?
I don't hear anything.
Is that you, Hardy? Your microphone's on. I was hearing something.
Sorry.
Okay.
What are you playing with over there?
I'm working.
And I thought those two guys made a really good point as to why this is a great jumping off point for this discussion. He was used to being in a college town where everybody is a Bobo fan and everything is yay team and yay Wildcats at Kentucky, where he had come from. There's never any real criticism. There's never any real negativity. There's none of it. It doesn't exist in those places. It's boring in a lot of ways. There's no real back and forth. There's no debate. It's everything is yay team, defend the team to the death.
Yay.
And that's it. That's what enables a lot of these guys to have the egos that they have. Mm-hmm. That's what he was used to. And here, it's not like that. It's not like that here. It's not like that in New York or Philly or Chicago, right? What we like to call real sports towns. So that's why he was probably having such a hard time at dealing with it. Might have been part of the reason. Well, maybe that was why he left the Knicks and went back to Kentucky and went to the college game when he did. So anyway, that's different. But I think it gets to the conversation about is this town more negative now, or was it more negative 18 years ago? What did you think when you heard that question yesterday, Zoe?
I think it's more negative now.
I disagree.
I think when you win, you want to win more. Oh, I think it's more negative now. I do.
I totally disagree.
Why?
Here's why I think it might feel more negative now. It was far more negative then.
And well, it was tagged Loserville, right?
Angrier. I
mean, when I played, it was known as Loserville. By the
everybody in their existence at that point, 15 years into not winning anything, right? In 86, 84 for the Celtics were the last winners. Red Sox hadn't won in lifetimes. Bruins hadn't won since the early 70s. Patriots had never won, period. It was so much more negative and angry, and people would crush the teams. That was like the DNA. However, it was entirely appropriate. All of it.
Yeah.
All of it. As angry as people were as Red Sox fans, as miserable as they were as Red Sox fans, it was completely appropriate. Now, it's probably... it's far less negative, but it might be a little bit disproportionate to the fact that,
dude,
the teams have all won.
We have a sports vulture at 6 o'clock that picks the carcass off of everything that happens.
Exactly.
That's our most negative show.
Which I don't have a problem with at all. But
the way he delivers it is fine. I mean, I think our delivery.
I don't have a problem with it, period, because.
Right. That's a great show.
I don't know. I can't kick that habit on a lot of things either. Like the Red Sox. It is in me, no matter how many times they will win the World Series, it is in the blood to tear the crap out of the Red Sox at every turn. And then when they win, go, all right.
But I think negativity drives this. I think that's why sports...
I'm pleased.
But the sports radio...
A month later, you're like, all right, let's go do it again. Right? I mean, I just...
Yeah. I mean, look at the success of sports radio.
Do you know what I think? Do you know what I think so? I think the next generation of... And these are people that are already grown adults, young adults, you know, in their 20s, have zero understanding of that misery that existed. I'm thankful that I'm old enough to know what that was like to remember that and be raised that way, watching these teams in this town and know how angry and miserable people were about their teams. Like,
yeah,
that
well,
was, there was something sort of...
Well, that's different.
Uniquely Boston and special about that.
That's different.
But it is the difference between negativity with a reason and negativity and just being a brat.
Oh, we haven't won a championship now in over a year.
Right. It's the amount of negativity now is disproportionate, but it's far less negative on the whole than it was 18 years ago. Everybody was pissed at everybody 18 years ago. I mean, you like... Adam Jones, the vulture, stands out now because, well, not everybody's like him. It used to be everybody was the vulture 18 years ago.
He's
Adam
creepy.
Jones was everybody in Boston in the year 2000.
There was first a Ted Sarandis, then there was a
But if you go back over the last 18 years, 5 Super Bowl rings, 3 World Series championships,
yes.
A Stanley Cup, an NBA championship, for some people, that's enough. That's enough to make them less negative.
Yes, it is. It is to be
but the
less negative or be less invested which I think has happened to the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Like, I think that hurt them in the long run when the team got good and started winning. Mm-hmm. Part of the identity was gone for some people. Like,
but that's reestablishing your goals and the way you feel about your teams, though.
This isn't what the Red Sox do.
I mean, we come in here and we got a list of stuff we're going to talk about throughout the course of a day. And none of it's really hunky-dory stuff where, oh, look at this guy. He went down to the hospital and visited with 12 children in his own time. And nobody knows, oh, this one's building a playground. We don't touch that. We hit on all the negative stuff. Because that's sort of what drives the machine here. We're not intentionally negative, but you tend to... I think that's the negativity in this town that I think is different than what it was back then. I really do. Like 2-6, they're ready to go. They're ready to attack something. You know, it's... I think it's a more negative town now. I do. I think we're in a different day and age. You want more championships now. Back then, you just wanted one.
It's a good argument.
What more?
Any negativity right now is ridiculous. The fact that there's any negativity lends credibility to the argument that it's more negative now.
Yeah, Belichick's got to go.
There are far fewer people that are pissed off and angry about Boston sports now than there were 18 years ago.
But Zoe's making the argument. Nobody should be angry.
Right, and that's I get that. It's disproportionate, right? There's too much. I get when you're saying, hey, there's too much negativity given the success of the teams.
Right.
But don't tell me there's more of it now than there was 18 years ago. If we're just how much of it exists, far less exists now than it did then.
I think that it's easier to dislike players now because we know so much about them and they're so much more outspoken. And I think we get so many more sound bites. Everything is to the minute with these guys. As opposed to, well, if you didn't read it in the paper, maybe you didn't see it in the paper, you didn't hear about it, or you didn't listen on your, well, you didn't have an iPod. Or maybe you had to go to work. You weren't listening to sports radio. There's a lot of things that I thought got hidden, especially with some guys I played with, some of the Red Sox and some of the guys I knew some of the stuff they were going through. I mean, that would be front page news, hot topic.
So if you have thoughts on this, I welcome them. 617-779-0985. More or less negative? Fans, media, city of Boston, when it comes to the sports scene now or in March of 2000, when Rick Pitino made those comments, he clearly was bothered by it. But, man, he does sound like a crybaby. What a crybaby he was. We'll get back to this. Also talk some football in the 11 o'clock hour. 90 seconds, no commercials.